This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. Thanks to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it all. Also, breaking ground on NIL, they've got some of the biggest names in college sports. They had Caitlin Clark in there, Angel Reese, and a lot of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round draft picks. And if you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. And the best trading card brands, Prism, Select, Donruss, and so many more. And for those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Greetings. Welcome inside. Happy Friday. Final hour today of the Dan Patrick Show. Jason Smith and Rob Parker in for Dan and the Danettes. And we're going to get to this big story involving Tom Brady coming up in a couple of minutes. But you know what, Rob? Listen, we talked about the Yankees a few minutes ago. And
yep.
And clearly, you know, we're seeing the big market teams in baseball make big runs now. You know, the Yankees are playing well. The Dodgers seem like they're gaining on the Giants. But you know what I can't get over is this story the last couple of days that Topps is going to stop making baseball cards. You know, and for anybody who's been a baseball fan for 5 minutes and collected baseball cards growing up.
How could they be stopping when these cards are selling for millions and millions of dollars?
I know. It's insane. Like, the card business has never been bigger, despite the fact, like, there's a glut of cards on there. But Topps was always it, right? I mean, this was all, like, when you get, like, Fleer and Donruss and all these different ones.
I used to save my money to go get cards. I remember it was a big deal.
Yeah, you get the wax pack of cards, and you open it up, and the gum is so, you know, it's so hard. You take it like 10 minutes to get to chew it. But it's like, I get that there's all these different cards going out now, and here's part of a game-worn jersey on a card, and here's this, and this card came out. Immediately, it's worth, like, you know, $5,000. But seeing Topps being locked out of this now, and in a couple of years, I'm not going to make baseball cards anymore, it's like, oh, wow, there's just something wrong with that.
But it's just because they're not going to – it's just that other people have jumped in and are willing, right, to strike – they struck a better deal with baseball, right? They're just – their 70-year partnership is out. Other people have seen how lucrative this is and have jumped in.
you know, I Mike Harmon, who's my partner on the air every night on Fox, you know, we come on after your show, and he's a huge card guy, and he tells me, you know, you'd be stunned at how hard this is to stay on top of with new cards coming out, and it's like playing the stock market where it's like, oh, this card is coming out. This is like, I got to try to get like 50 of these cards because the price, what it's going to be and the price I'm going to be able to sell it at coming up in like 6 months is going to be insane. And it really is. It's kind of like a junior stock market type situation where, oh, no, this is the one card. And some cards come out like, boy, this could be a great card. And it's like, oh, well, it was worth $10 and now it's worth $10. And some cards are $10 worth and now they're $150 just a couple of months later. It's crazy.
It definitely is. It is. That's the end of an era, really. Top 70-year relationship with Major League Baseball. And the baseball trading cards have always been the king. I don't know why NBA cards and football, NFL cards never had the same traction. But not that there aren't a couple of those cards, you know what I mean, for a couple players who are really stand out. But baseball cards have been the king.
And didn't you cover the very first year of Topps doing baseball?
I'm a gray beard, Jason, but I'm not that old. I mean, I'm not that old.
Who's this new company, Topps? Is it going to work? You got to get the Honus Wagner card. That's the one. All right.
No
All right.
doubt.
So this morning you got a big column up on deadspin.com. And look, this is a story that maybe some people saw earlier in the week, that Tom Brady's kid is a ball boy for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers now. Brady has talked about it. It's been kind of a bunch of laughs around the NFL circles. But you have a column on here that's saying that this is not a great story. Explain that a little bit here for a second.
And I want to say this. I hope people will go to Deadspin for real and read my column, okay? Because I think it's too quick to just dismiss Jason, you know, right away to be like, oh, now he's ripping on Brady's kid or whatever. That's not what the column is about, okay? So it's not 700 words ripping on Brady's 13-year-old son about him being a ball boy. There's a bigger problem here. And you thought Hulkamania was running wild back in the 80s or whatever. It's nepotism in the NFL. Jason, this is what I'm writing about. It's nepotism. And it's the main reason that so many black people can't get jobs when their playing careers are over in the league. And a lot of people will discount it. But too often, white owners, coaches, front office people hire and promote family members. Despite the league being almost 75% black, they can't sneak in through the back door, you know, for coaching situations the way white counterparts can. And that's the problem. There have been a ton of father-son relationships, and we can go on and on and on, but probably here's the best one. Can you imagine a black player who didn't even play football in college, but say golf of all sports, right? Getting an NFL head coaching job. That sounds ludicrous, right? Ridiculous, Jason, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Todd Haley, that's his reality. That's what he did. Why? His dad was the director of player personnel for the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Jets. He hired Todd. Todd was a ball boy when he was a kid, just like Brady's son. He went to the training camps, all that. His dad was able to get him in the door with the Jets. He got his coaching career started, and he wound up being, in 2009, the head coach of the Kansas City Chiefs. We can go on and on and on. During the Black Lives Matter, I remember Kyle Shanahan making a big stink. Remember this quote? How the heck are there only 4 black coaches out of 32 head coaches? How are there only 2 GMs? I mean, we're in a predominantly black league. The majority of our players are black. So the fact that there's that few, that's not debatable. Well, Kyle, the problem is nepotism. It's rampant in the NFL. Mike Shanahan, yes, your dad hired you. You were the offensive coordinator. Do you know what the Washington's offensive ranks were his first 3 years as offensive coordinator? 25th in the league, 26th, 23rd. You didn't get fired. You were able to keep your job. The NFL had to put in a Rooney rule to force owners to interview black people. Rod Marinelli, remember when he was hired as Lions coach in 2006? Let me see who he hired. Defensive coordinator, Joe Barry, his son-in-law. He also hired Joe Barry's father, Mike, who was his assistant offensive line coach. You want more? There's more. Bill Belichick's son are on the payroll. So, right? So are Andy Reid's sons. I mean, we could go on and on and on. There's about 10 father and son teams that have been coaches, and none of them are black. None. So everybody can look at this as just a lighthearted story. That's great. Brady's kids out there. But it brings light to a bigger problem. And that's why I wrote about it. Nepotism in the NFL is alive and well, and that is a deterrent to black people. Here's the other thing, Jason. Most companies won't allow it because when you do that, you do restrict other people from gaining access to a company and to opportunities. So it sounds like a fun summer story. Oh, this is great. Brady's son's out there. He's a ball boy. I'm sure there was some black or brown kid in Tampa who would love an opportunity like that, who will never get one because they don't have an in. They don't have a relative who works for the team. And that's the separation. And when black people do get a head coaching job or a situation, Jason, they can't hire their family. They can't do it. It would be frowned upon if they hired their cousin and their brother and people like that. But in the NFL, when you're a white head coach, you can do whatever you want.
All right, now let me just channel a little bit of Chris Broussard here, your partner on The Odd Couple, when I tell you this about this part about Tom Brady's kid. Rob, stop it! All right, look, I get your point, right? I understand your point about nepotism in the NFL.
Would you admit it's a big problem?
It is. Yes, I admit it's. You're talking about not having enough black head coaches, and I completely get that. And look, you're spot on with that. But, dude, come on, man. This is Brady's kid being a ball boy at practice. This is not, hey, somebody's son got a job as an offensive coordinator. All right, this is you don't think Patrick Mahomes or Cam Newton or Russell Wilson, any of their kids, when they have been looking, Brady's one of the few who's old enough to have a kid who's 14 years old that can go play because he's 44 years old. You don't think any of these guys, as they get old, they'd be able to have their kid go in and be a ball boy? You don't think if Russell Wilson had a 14-year-old, 15-year-old kid, hey, I want my son to be a ball boy, the Seahawks wouldn't say, oh, yeah, go ahead, Russell, of course you would. Look, Brady just happens to be 44, so he's got a kid that's young enough, and they let him be the ball boy. I don't see that being a problem as far as
I just gave
that's
you
different
the example.
Than Todd Haley becoming
Why?
It.
That's how Todd Haley got started. That's how Todd Haley became an NFL head coach without even playing football past the youth level. Come on,
because
Jason.
Because he was a ball boy.
He had an in. That's what I'm talking about, having an in.
So you don't think of it as
innocent as a ball boy, and you don't think anything of it. I'm sure when Todd Haley was at Steelers and Jets camp as a ball boy, nobody thought anything of it. They thought it was cute. Oh, that's cool. Haley's got his kid out here as a ball boy. He wound up being an NFL head coach.
Okay,
that's what
so
I'm talking about,
honestly,
the in.
But just tell me, Dak Prescott, Russell Wilson, Cam Newton, any of the star black quarterbacks in the game, Lamar Jackson, any of those. If they had a kid who wanted to be a ball boy, the team tells them no. John Harbaugh tells Lamar Jackson, no, your kid can't be a ball boy. Can't do it. No, I mean, I think there's other ways you can explain that and say, look, here's the problem with nepotism, and here's why black people can't get their foot in the door. I get that, but we're talking about a ball boy where if any of these guys were old enough and had those kids, yeah, of course they're getting a gig. You tell me any other star black player in the NFL couldn't do it? If DeAndre Hopkins had a kid who was 14, hey, can my son be a ball boy that the
Everybody's
Cardinals are telling
him no? Everybody's kid can't be a ball boy, Jason, so that's a myth. I mean,
sure,
I know everybody wants it. Most players probably have kids. They would love for their kids to come to work with them and be a ball boy, be a part of the team. You can't do that for everybody. It's a special thing that only a handful of people get to do. And you know it. Everybody can't do it. And my point is that we've seen the nepotism in this league. It is a disease. There's no way Rod Marinelli should have been able to hire his family members. He had never even been a head coach at any level, high school or college. But he's hiring his family? I don't know. Can you tell?
No, I get that, but that's not being a boss. His kid could go be a ball boy for a couple of days and then leave and go do something else. I mean, it's like would I hire as an intern if someone I knew came to me and said, hey, could you hire my kid as an intern at Fox Sports Radio? Yeah, okay, I know you. I could have that happen, and you can come be an intern and work on the show. You could have that happen too. If someone said, hey, Rob, can my kid come and be an intern for it? Yeah, I can make a phone call for you. You're talking about being a ball for a kid having fun doing something, and it's not like every kid that starts as a ball boy goes on to be this big deal in the National Football League.
I'm just giving you Exhibit A. That I gave
one guy,
Todd Haley.
Todd Haley.
So don't.
Okay,
But I'm giving you Andy Reid's kids, all kinds of issues, drug arrest, all kinds of stuff. Those guys are coaches in the NFL. Can you give me that?
Yes, I'll give
you
that.
Bill Belichick has two sons on his coaching staff.
I'm with you, but you're I think
name the black coach that had two of
boy.
His sons. Name the black coach that had two sons on the payroll. I don't know of any because I don't think they're able to do that. And all I'm saying is this is a big problem in the NFL, and people need to address it. I'm not attacking Brady's kid. I'm just telling you of how things work. This is Exhibit A. It just hammers home the difference between black and white in the NFL, who gets special treatment, who gets special favors, who don't, the people who don't get those. That's all this column is about. That's all.
If there was a 44-year-old superstar black quarterback in the NFL that had an age-appropriate kid, of course, his kid's going to be a ball boy. I just think you could have made a different analogy to, hey, this is something that is part of the systemic problem in the National Football League. That being a ball boy is okay. It's a ball boy. It's like, yeah, like I said, it's like being an intern. Yeah, hey, it's great. My kid gets to be a ball boy here for a little bit. He gets to run around the field at practice and have some fun. He's around the guys in training camp. That's okay. That's a big leap to go from, hey, Brady's kid being a ball boy, to, hey, how are all these guys hiring their kids to go be something huge? It's not like they said, hey, guess what, Brady, your kid's coming in and he's going to break down film and going to be a big assistant. I mean, that's not this. It's being a ball boy.
Yeah, I think we can look at that because he's only 13, and you think it's not a big deal. It's just a fun summer story or whatever. But when you look at the Patriots and Bill Belichick's son, Steve, and Brian, who are on his staff, and Andy Reid's kids who are on his staff, it's just stuff like that that you take a look at, and they're only there for one reason and one reason only, because they have powerful dads who are in those positions. That's why they've gotten those opportunities, and it's a damn shame when you have all these black players who have played football who want opportunities after they're done playing, and they're not there. That's what I'm talking about. And most people won't read the column, don't want to open up their minds, but I'm telling you, this is a huge problem in the NFL, nepotism, and it needs to stop in order to give all people access and all people a chance to work in that league. And that's not where we are.
You can read the column up on Deadspin right now with Rob Parker. It's right there. Look, you and I are on opposite sides of the ball boy thing. Look, Twitter at How About a Fresca, Rob at Rob Parker FS1. Big stuff, like I said, big stuff I thought you brought up, but boy, the ball boy thing, man. And you put the kids' grades in the column. I don't know. You didn't do that. I'm just kidding.
Wouldn't do that. No. Come on.
You didn't put that.
So what if he's a C student?
Oh, no. The compact GLA proves it's not the size of the SUV in the fight. It's the size of the fight in the SUV. Learn more about the nimble and ready-for-anything Mercedes-Benz vehicle at MBUSA.com. That's MBUSA.com. Mercedes-Benz, the best or nothing. Well, coming up next, Rick Bucher stops by. LeBron James is really mad. And is Draymond Green trying to force his way out of Golden State? Oh, big goings on in the league. Coming up next right here, Fox.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Fox Sports Radio, the Dan Patrick Show. Jason Smith, Rob Parker in for Dan and the Danettes. Now that summer's in full swing, take advantage of it with a Traeger wood pellet grill offering real wood-fired flavor. Set it and forget it convenience. Traeger offers the perfect way to cook all summer. Grab one at your local dealer or visit TraegerGrills.com/DPShow. That's TraegerGrills.com/DPShow to learn more. We got Rick Bucher coming up in a couple minutes. Fox Sports 1 NBA insider. Is Draymond Green trying to force his way out of Golden State? And how upset is LeBron, who got zero votes from a canvassing of scouts and executives around the National Basketball Association for being the best player in the NBA? He puts out on social media, he's using it as fire for the season and fuel, and And I feel like every 5 seconds, LeBron is putting something out there as fire and fuel. Rick joins us now on the hotline. Rick, were you one of the people canvassed and you said, no, LeBron's not one of the best players in the game anymore? Were you on that list?
No, I've never masqueraded as a executive or a scout. I occasionally play one on TV, but I was not taken as one in this particular poll. It would be interesting to know, to have some sense of, when we say executive, what are we talking about? Like, are we talking about an assistant GM? Are we talking about GM? Are we talking about where are they on the chain? But you guys have probably talked about it.
That,
I mean,
you know what? That's like Jason imitating a sports talk show host in a movie. You know what I mean?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Good morning. Good morning. Yes.
Starting the day that way, Rob Parker. Goodness. Great.
We're 2.5 hours into this, Rick. This is what the morning has been for me so
far.
Yes,
it is. It's a rough ride. It's all good.
Yeah, God bless you. Get some icy hot afterward. You're obviously going to be tattooed. I don't know why people equate this with an MVP vote. Like, you have five names on the ballot and LeBron wasn't mentioned, or even LeBron taking it that way. You got 10 separate people that are naming somebody, and there's no metric. There's no statistic. There is no achievement. There is not a single thing that would lead you to say that LeBron James was the best player in the league last year. Not one. So if you did pick LeBron over Giannis or KD, you would be basing it on what he's done previously or what you think he can get back to, but not what he has demonstrated that he is as of right today.
Definitely. And we got to always understand this, and all of LeBron's minions, it's not a lifetime achievement award. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like that's what they think it is. Like, if you say anything about LeBron, oh, what are you talking about? He's one of the greatest players of all time, and he's done this, he's done that, he's been all these fun. No, right. We're talking about right now.
Right, right. And if you take 10 people and you ask them, give me one name, it's not shock. It would have been shocking if someone had said LeBron, to be honest, over those two guys, because of what we just saw them demonstrate. And I understand both of them. And by the way, if we are talking about right now, then how come the Steph Curry minions aren't speaking up? Or the Nikola Jokic minions? I don't even know if he has minions. But if
he has minions,
there's got to be a couple, right? why are they not speaking up? Because both of those guys have a better case that they're the best player in the league right now than LeBron James does. At least Steph Curry was the leading scorer in the league last season. Nikola Jokic is the reigning MVP. But you don't hear them or their minions complaining that they didn't get any votes among these 10 people, or that they're now motivated because it's the washed Splash Brothers.
The washed king, right. How many times is LeBron going to go to this well? Don't you remember after he didn't win the MVP, in 2020, he kind of vowed that he was, oh, yeah, you guys, you watch. How could you guys disrespect me and all this? I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, Giannis, not only did Giannis have a great season and the Bucks had the best record, Giannis had better numbers than the year before when he won the MVP. And LeBron somehow thought he was going to be the MVP. Rick, I don't get it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I thought that LeBron deserved the MVP that year.
Did you really?
Overall. Yes, I did.
Anthony Davis had better numbers than him all across the board, except for assist.
Yeah, but to me, it's not – it's not just numbers, and that's why I would never make a case that Steph Curry is the best player in the league, and it's why Nikola Jokic didn't get my MVP vote this year. Giannis, for the first time, got my MVP vote this season, because it's not, for me, just the numbers that you get, but it's how you get those numbers. And I dare say that when I look at Anthony Davis's numbers in that season – they were a product of playing with LeBron James. That it wasn't as if Anthony Davis was the driving force of that team. He was the beneficiary of the things that LeBron James was doing, the way he was organizing that team. The reason that I gave Giannis, or put Giannis at the top of my MVP ballot this year, is because for the first time I saw him taking a leadership role. I saw him playing below the free throw line and making plays. And they don't necessarily end up with a number as a result of that play, but it ends up with an open shot or an easy play. And those were things that I did not see Giannis doing in previous years. So MVP for me goes a little bit deeper than the numbers across the board. It to me is always there's the element of how you get those numbers, how do you lead your team, and just the intangibles. You know, the Milwaukee Bucks started slow, and Giannis was there saying, "Hey, we're doing some things different. We're changing things up. We just need to stay the course." That was an emotional leadership that he provided for them that they needed and that was important to come from their best player. And so I those are intangibles, and people can say that's narrative, it's not hard data, but to me those are elements that make for an MVP. And LeBron James teaching AD how to win, to me, and how to put together winning numbers was an important part of that season.
Now, wait a minute, Rick. You told me you voted for Julius Randle for MVP. Now you're telling me you changed it, went with Giannis?
Well, see, Jason, I play a different character when I'm on with you in the evening.
That's right.
Oh, okay.
I play to my crowd. And okay. Rob Parker may be right. If you were buying that, then we have some
exactly. And you know what, Rick? It's easier to say those things. You know nobody's listening to that show with Jason at night. So it's
goodness.
Wow.
Oh my goodness.
I'm just kidding. Wow. I never missed the Jason Smith show. I never listened to it, so I never miss it.
Wow.
No, come on, Jason.
Wow.
And here Jason told me that he decided to do you a solid and bring you onto the show this morning.
Right, I know.
Wow.
Rick, man, next time I fill in, you're my guy, okay? Next time, you're my guy.
Thank you. Be happy to do it. And by the way, I've never ducked so many times on a radio show in my life. My goodness. Wow.
Rick Bucher, our guest here, the Jason Smith Show with Rob Parker in for Dan and the Danettes today. All right, so from LeBron, let's talk about something you and I talked about earlier in the week on a show that has more affiliates than Rob Parker's show.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Was that? Should I not? Let me. I'm sorry about that.
Okay.
So listen, we're still talking about the fallout of the Draymond Green, Kevin Durant situation. The show they did in which they both said, "Hey, it's Bob Myers and Steve Kerr's fault." Why the dynasty broke up because of the way they handled our disagreement that we had in 2018. As time has gone on, like you see this, look, Draymond Green is a smart guy. He knows the impact of his words. Is this Draymond pulling a James Harden going, you know what, whatever conversations we've had at the Olympics when everybody's hanging out, hey, I want out of Golden State now because I want to get someplace else because you're blowtorching your GM and your coach for something that was 3 years ago.
Yeah, I have not heard definitively that was the purpose behind what he said. And there remains a possibility that it was simply, I want to clear my name and I want to do something that's explosive on my first podcast as I prepare myself for my post-playing career. I will tell you that it did not sit well at all with the Warriors. And
it shouldn't.
That
it really shouldn't.
From either one of them, and it does undermine their authority. And moving forward, trying to put this team together, and as I said before, like the players, it would be one thing if this was just the championship team, and these were all guys that have this team was composed of guys that had won a championship with Draymond. and they could all look at it and go, okay, Draymond's just being Draymond. But they have a bunch of guys who have never had that success, who have never been in the foxhole with Steve Kerr, have not seen the moves that Bob Myers made in order to fill out a championship roster. So you got guys like Jordan Poole and James Wiseman and Juan Toscano-Anderson who now look at Steve Kerr and Bob Myers in a different light in terms of what Draymond said. Now they're like, really? That's how he handled, like how they handled that situation. And Draymond is saying like they don't know how to do this. So when the next incident that bubbles up, like are guys going to just step in line or take the counsel that they get from the Warriors? I would think that they're going to look at it maybe in a different way and say, well, how do you know what you're doing? Like you messed up KD being here. And the worst part of it is KD was leaving anyway.
Yep. Like
that argument and that situation, everybody, it's become such a big deal. How dare Draymond do it? I mean, there was an overreaction on that too. Beefs like that happen. And the fact that if you watch, and I've gone back and watched that play more times than I've maybe watched any other play, KD's at least in part to blame because of how he played that particular play. There was 5.5 seconds left on the clock when Draymond got the rebound. Klay runs the floor and runs past Draymond, getting to a spot because it's tied 106. You don't need a three. KD trails and is clapping his hands like, give me the ball, give me the ball, give me the ball. Draymond Green was the leading playmaker on that team, the leading assist man the previous 3 years and again that season. So it would not be extraordinary for Draymond Green to lead the break. Was he looking to take the shot? No. We know Draymond's going to get the ball to a guy who can shoot. He doesn't want to take that shot. He was just trying to create the best shot possible and fell down. And KD's the one who, like, you screwed that up. You didn't give me the ball. And that led to everything else. So, if I want to look at it, I can, rather than immediately blaming Draymond, I'd look at it and say, hey, KD, you needed to show a little more respect to Draymond in that situation. And by any means, you're in the middle of a game. It ain't time to start getting on a guy because he turned the ball over. If you're doing that, there's no team that can survive that. And you don't see that happen, especially with good teams, especially with championship caliber teams. So I just feel like this whole that whole situation has been twisted into something that it was not, and this is the last twist. Is now we're going to twist it into it's Steve Kerr and Bob Myers' fault. I mean, it's become something completely else from what it started to be.
Hey Rick, I want to ask you quickly: did we know the end was coming for Patrick Beverley? You know, Ty Lue benched him. During the playoffs. And now I think he's been traded to 8 different teams since he's left the Clippers, something like that. But did Ty Lue kind of signaled that this was going to happen? Didn't he?
Yeah. Well, look. I mean, obviously they made some decisions, particularly in the playoffs when he was being yo-yoed in and out of the starting lineup, in and out of the rotation, and he's making $14 million, and he's a big personality, and the game. His game can no longer match the presence that he has on a team and that, or the money that he's making. Now, they just from a logistical standpoint, they had to make a move because they had too many guaranteed contracts, right. and they were going to keep Nick Batum, and they also
who played
saved,
well in the playoffs.
Yes, and Pat Bev, I've never been more impressed than how he played in the playoffs, in spite of his role being yo-yoed all over the place. But the question you have to ask is, one, how, you know, we can get $30 million off of our cap. The luxury tax that they're paying is still they're paying a $90 million luxury tax as is. It was going to be some $125 million. They had to open up a roster spot and move multiple guys. And you have to ask the question, if we use Pat Bev the same way, where he may not play multiple games in a row, he may only play 5 minutes one particular night, is Pat Bev going to be okay with that an entire season? Or is that going to be a problem in our locker room? And it was one thing for it to be for him to swallow it during the playoffs. It would be another for him to do it an entire year. And I think they looked at it and said, we just look, Reggie Jackson played well. Terrence Mann played well. Paul George is our playmaker anyway. We can survive without Pat Bev, and we need to make a move. So I think all of those factors contributed to why he's been moved along. And we'll see whether I could see where he could have a role with the Minnesota Timberwolves. I think that's where we last saw him, or where he was last dealt. But then again, you look at those young guys, and they didn't take well to Jimmy Butler's approach. And I would imagine Pat Bev isn't that different. So we shall see. But I think there were a number of factors. But one of them, as you mentioned, Rob, is the fact that Pat Bev isn't quite what Pat Bev used to be.
No doubt. No doubt.
He's on Twitter, at Rick Bucher. That is at Rick Bucher, Fox Sports 1 analyst. Check out his On the Ball with Rick Bucher podcast. The book,
see?
Rebound, with Brian
Grant.
Available in bookstores everywhere. No, you were fine. Well, look.
Albert Beer and I got into it, and me and Jason. Yeah. But Rick, me and you, we go way back. Rick, we were covering the NBA when the ball had laces on it. You know what I'm saying?
No, easy, Rob. Uncle Rob, easy, bro.
Rob was the guy that said, Dr. Naismith, you got to cut the ball. Bottom off of the basket and let the ball go all the way through the peach basket. Yeah. You got to go back up and get it.
Yeah, if you look closely at the photos, there's a second guy sitting behind Red Auerbach smoking a cigar.
Who would that be?
It's Uncle Rob. It's Uncle Rob.
Unbelievable,
Rick, as always, buddy.
Always,
thanks,
buddy,
so much.
Thanks.
Have a great weekend.
My pleasure, guys. You too.
All right. There goes Rick Bucher. Look, it's pretty much, I mean, that's why it's like LeBron is the only one. You talked about, hey, Rick agreeing. LeBron's like the only one that thinks he's not the best, that thinks he's the best player in the league still. Like, he's the only one. There's no, as Rick said, there's nobody that you would say, hey, is LeBron the best player? And go, yes, he's the best player in the league. It's like, he's the only one that doesn't think so.
No, I don't even get it. LeBron just surprises me. He's so sensitive and reads everything and thinks everybody has to be on board or there's some sort of conspiracy.
Twitter at How About a Fresca, Rob at Rob Parker, FS1, Jason Smith, Rob Parker, in for Dan and the Danettes. Coming up next, hey, a big story out of Major League Baseball. Could the Dodgers be on the verge of maybe getting back one of their star players that we didn't think was going to play at all? That's coming up next right here, Fox.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, 3-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Houshmandzadeh and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Fox Sports Radio. Jason Smith, Rob Parker in for Dan Patrick and the Danettes today. The compact GLA proves it's not the size of the SUV in the fight, it's the size of the fight in the SUV. Learn more about the nimble and ready for anything Mercedes-Benz vehicle at mbusa.com. Mercedes-Benz, the best or nothing. Now, before we get into Trevor Bauer, Rob Parker, big news has come in the past 45 minutes. Apparently, Aaron Rodgers may still be in the running to be the new Jeopardy host as Mike Richards has stepped down from the role.
It's
a big deal.
Did you hear about the podcast stuff that he had?
And that's the thing, is that he's stepping down because of comments he made on a podcast he hosted about 8 years ago called The Random Show, in which he made many derogatory comments involving females and female hosts. And there's a litany of it.
And also Jews and all kinds of people. What a mess.
And here's the thing is that, why does this happen? Why does this happen now? Well, Richards was very unpopular pick when he took over. He was executive producer. Now he's taking over. And many fans were upset. People were upset. And when that happens, everybody goes through your past and says, okay, I don't like this. And nobody knew about this podcast. Like Sony said, we didn't know about this until The Ringer told them. So this is where people were pissed off saying, you know what? I don't like how he did this. Hey, why don't you go listen to this podcast and see what it is, and boom, and this is what happens, and now he resigns because of it. Like, this was backlash of people didn't like him, and so, hey, I can't believe you didn't see this.
But, Jason, people could say that they don't like him. If you don't have those things in your past, though, you know what I mean? Like, people could say, well, we don't like that guy, but it's still about what he said and the stuff that he did. He acknowledged it, that he did it, and he made a mistake, but nowadays, it's not like the old days. You say something and nobody can find it or they didn't record it. Everything is stored. It's like people's social media, right? Same thing. All these players, you remember at one point, they were going back in these kids' social medias and seeing all these bad things that they were saying and whatnot in their lives. I mean, it's a paper trail for everybody.
Yeah, and it's amazing that, look, and clearly you see that he's not a good guy, right? With all these things going on, there's reports of the treatment he had of staff when he was there at Jeopardy, and it's like, how do you not know this? How do you go through a 6-month period of auditioning everybody, going through, oh, we didn't know about this stuff. Really? How do you not know about this stuff that he did? Really? I get if it's like, you know, hey, one obscure comment made in a podcast that for some reason didn't resonate. I understand that. Oh, hey, but we didn't see it. But this is like, they went through the entire podcast. And there's a litany of stuff that the guy
right.
did.
It's not even it's one thing. You're 100% right. And Sony... Oof. For whatever reason, they were hell-bent on him because there was some other stuff before this on how he treated people, right, at the Price is Right or something, the show he was at before. You remember that? There was something there. Mm-hmm. I'm sure Mike Richards is sick. You finally get your dream opportunity, do you know what I mean, Jason? And it's pulled from you because of stuff that you've done.
Twitter at How About a Fresca, Rob at Rob Parker FS1. So that's a big story that's going to unroll itself throughout the day here. And something else we talked about today when it comes to Major League Baseball and Trevor Bauer is a day ago, he had the lawsuit against him or the protection lawsuit against him dismissed by a judge here in Los Angeles. The woman who has accused him of sexual assault during their sexual encounters does not get the restraining order that she wanted against him. The judge saying that what he did with her sexually wasn't anything that she said, hey, you passed the boundary for it. So here's a win, you know, for Trevor Bauer as he tries to make his way back. Now, clearly, there's still stuff with the Pasadena Police and Major League Baseball investigation. But you know what, Rob? No matter what, even though yesterday turned out to be a good day for Trevor Bauer, talk about, you know, good days and bad days in law cases, there's no way I can see him coming back to Major League Baseball this year. No way he ever comes back to the Dodgers. And baseball, it's going to be tough, and it's going to be a thing about trying to figure out how much money he is still owed. Because knowing that he can do this to somebody, you know, when the line of consent is still a thing we're figuring out, knowing how can you have this guy around? I mean, that's a really difficult thing, man.
Right. I agree with you. I think once you know how somebody gets down behind closed doors and it's public, and we talked about it earlier, Jason, those pictures are out there. There's no way. Once you see those, it's hard to pull those back. Imagine taking your family, Jason, to Dodger Stadium, and they're booing the heck out of him if he was back on the mound, and your daughter asking you, "What, Dad, he hasn't pitched yet, Dad. What's going on? Why are they booing him like that? What do you know what I mean? Like, how do you explain that to your children?"
It's hard. It's hard, man. And look, and even when you're getting from there, think about locker rooms now where that type of behavior isn't going to fly. That's not going to fly with where we are now. Look, we're in a lot of ways, we're a much more enlightened society. And it's like, whoa, dude, that's kind of how you like to what you like to do when you get away from the field. Oh, man, I don't know about that. I think it's going to wind up being an ugly thing about how much money he's owed in his contract with the Dodgers.
Yeah, it's a lot of money. It's not good.
Twitter at How About a Fresca, Rob at Rob Parker FS1. Great stuff, Rob.
Always.
Colin Cowherd's next, Fox.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. tonight. Visit Leesa.com/iHeart. That's Leesa.com/iHeart.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful fingersticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take more control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.